22990 Thomas Burke seeks variances from the side yard setback and separation distance requirements for proposed and existing structures. Sections 115.25, 115.172, and 115.183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located east of Harbor Road within the Malone's Bayside Manufactured Home Park. The 911 address is 14 Harbor Road in Millsboro. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 25, Parcel 6, Unit 4575 on Lot 7. The applicant is seeking a 14.7-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement from the proposed mobile home to the shed on Lot 6, a 2.2-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement from the mobile home to the mobile home on Lot 6, a 2.3-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard setback requirement for the HVAC, a 1-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard setback requirement for a shed. We have 0 letters of opposition, 0 letters of support, and 3 mail return.
You may come forward, sir. Okay. Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address to the record, please?
Yes, Thomas J. Burke III. My permanent address is 26 Edgewood Road, Westchester, Pennsylvania, 19382.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir. You can present your case.
Okay. I'm still on speaker, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, I do have a detailed plan of from a professional survey I have before, but I don't know if anybody needs to see that or not. It's all laid out on the...
We have a site plan that's dated July the 23rd, 2024. That's the one that's in the record.
Okay.
On the bottom right-hand corner. Is that the same one you're referring to?
It looks like that. Okay, it looks like you have that. Yeah, okay. I did have to have it updated a couple times. Okay, great. First off, the park owner that bought the Malone's Bayside, it's now called Paradise Cove, he said if I wanted to stay in my current lot, that I would need to replace my trailer within 2 years. He considers it an eyesore due to its old age. It was built in the 1960s. His original plan was to put his gathering and sitting area in my current lot and move me to another location within the park. Well, there's not too many other good locations in there. They're not all that great of a lot. And if I did that, I would still probably have to apply for variances and such anyway because of the setbacks. He has since put his gathering area at the other end of the lagoon. It has like a pavilion and fire pits and barbecue grills and picnic tables and such and a stone patio. So he decided not to, lack of a better term, kick me out of my spot, and he put it in another location under the terms that I would get a new trailer. Looks a lot nicer. And then secondly, the trailer has mold issues. There's visible mold in some of the closets and rooms, warped walls and leaks, drafty windows. Basically, the rubber gaskets are all deteriorated. And we use it as a summer place mostly. So at this point, I'm going to try to go down in the winter, so I need to replace the trailer for that. Plus, the heating system is inadequate to heat the trailer during the winter months. And I recently signed a manufactured home lease, which allows me to go down the place year-round. And I can't do this in its current condition because the place would freeze in the colder months. A new trailer would be an improvement to the park, as the aesthetics would be way nicer. And as far as my next-door neighbor is concerned, the new trailer installation would give them a better view of the lagoon, as I plan on moving the shed that blocks their view currently to the front of my lot. So it won't be in their way anymore as far as their view of the lagoon. And it's outlined on the survey that you have there. And I also plan on moving the new trailer farther west, which will not block their view more than the existing trailer that's already there. So essentially, the footprint's going to be the same on the back side. I'm just going to make it a wider trailer. And then the deck has to go on top of that. And secondly, my neighbor's here now. We had some brief text messages going back and forth, and he's requesting that I move my trailer 3 feet in a north direction, so if they decide to get a new trailer in their future, they'll have enough room to replace it with a bigger trailer. Well, I did some measurements, and if I did this, I would not have enough room to put in my new trailer and the new deck and porch. It's tight enough as it is already. 3 feet would make it impossible to do that because it wouldn't be enough room. The shed would be against the new porch, like a foot away or so. And I reduced the size of my new deck and porch compared to the old ones, just so I can make more room. I actually reduced the size of my front porch with the new installation that's outlined on the drawing. And I just simply don't have the space to move the trailer 3 feet in a north direction to accomplish this. And furthermore, if I did move it, they would still need to get a variance for a setback, as they're only 13 feet away from their neighbor on their south side. So even if I did move the trailer, it still wouldn't be adequate enough in the future, you know, the way it is, you know, for setbacks. So they would still be faced with that part of doing all that. That's about it for my case. Any questions or comments?
Questions?
Do you need homeowners association approval?
No, we have an informal homeowners association. I do have the approval of the park owner. Okay. And we actually had a meeting. We walked around, showed him what my plans were. He's 100% on board. And I do have an email stating when I was going to start this. And he said, yeah, go ahead, great. It was supposed to be mid-September, but I've been delayed with trying to get the surveys done and such. And so that's I do have approval from him. And we don't have a formal homeowners association per se. It's like an informal one.
So the new trailer is 15.6 by 60?
That's correct, that correct, yeah.
What was the old one?
That's 10 by 50.
10 by 50. And then you're, so you already had a screen porch with your old trailer?
Yes, it's currently still there, yeah.
So it's going to be the same size?
It's going to be a foot shorter.
Foot shorter?
A foot not as wide, narrower.
Okay. So 11.
And it's going to be longer, though. It's going to wrap around because I need that to get to the sliding glass door. It's going to be facing the other side. So that's going to be an addition to it. And there'll be a screening porch and an open porch. Right now, that has a screening porch and an open porch, and then it ends at the end of the trailer.
Gotcha.
Where are you going to park your cars?
I have a parking spot already there, right in front. It's going to be on the west side where the steps come down, right there. And for years, we never parked on our lot anyway. We just parked along the road. That's what we did for many, many years until I had that gravel spot I just had to put in 2 years ago. So there's adequate parking along, you know, there for us to park, you know. Because we're on the end. There's nowhere else to park because the lagoon's right there. So that's kind of what we're faced with. That's why I had the parking spot built. And it should still be enough room to park a car there pretty easily.
Did you, and I might have missed this in your presentation, are both of those sheds staying?
I'm moving the one on the east side to where it is now. That's the, you can see the ghosted area, the dotted line. That's the small shed on the east side. That's going to go to the front next to the bigger shed right there on the north side. That's going to, that's being moved there. I have to accommodate my deck and the wraparound steps. So I need to move that. I won't have room. So that's going to just move. It's a pretty good shed. It's vinyl siding. It's a good condition. And it's relatively new. And it's going to move next to the other shed, as you can see on the drawing, if you have that drawing in front of you. That's where it's going to go. And that's part of my proposed plan with all these setbacks and such.
You have flooding issues there?
Yes, there's definitely high water. There's high water right now. High water when they get a high tide, but not catastrophic floods, though, where I got water in the trailer, and that hasn't happened in the 38 years we've been there.
Okay.
But the sheds get underwater quite often, and I guess the crab pots get wet. That's about it. I don't keep anything valuable in there where it's going to get ruined, the stuff. And in the lawnmower, I keep up on blocks, so that doesn't get messed up. And it's a bit different. I guess you don't you know or not, there's a new bulkhead that was put in all around the whole trailer park and new docks, all brand new. Multi-million-dollar project that the park owner took on to, you know, improve the park and, you know, so it wouldn't be caving in and such. And the docks were pretty bad shape, so he did all that.
Okay.
Mr. Sharp, just to understand, I'm trying to break this down a little bit. So everything he has is basically in the restriction line on that side, with the exception of the HVAC, correct?
Yeah,
but the main issue is the separation distance from the neighboring
with the shed property. Also, the shed that's being relocated, that will encroach. There's like a corner of it.
I see that.
That encroaches into the sides.
So that is an existing shed that's there right now. That corner.
That's the front one.
Yeah, that's one's there already. That's in the spot that's going to stay there.
Okay. How long has that shed been there?
About 5 years, Dad. We got there, about 5-6 years it's been there, I believe, yeah. And we had another shed, the storm knocked it down, so I replaced it. And the other shed, too, there was an old ratty shed there, I replaced that at the same time. That also fell down, it just rotted away, it was an old shed. So they're both relatively new sheds, but they're, you know, vinyl siding, a nice roof and all that, they're pretty decent.
Mr. Williamson, to go back to your question, the variances are the HVAC from the side, I think that's 2.3 feet on the east side, or the, I guess it's the south side.
South side, that's correct.
The shed on the north side needs a variance of about a foot, I think is what I heard Ms. Norwood say, because that corner just projects into it. And then there's a separation distance needed from the dwelling to the shed on the adjacent property, although that shed appears to come over the property line. And then it's also needed from the house on the neighboring lot. So we got, I think, four variances. Ms. Norwood, does that have HVAC? Does that need one too?
I included it.
Okay.
It's allowed to encroach 3 feet, but doesn't quite.
I know, I suppose the one woman at the planning office said I should have my neighbor move the shed. I didn't want to have him do that. Just leave it where it is. That's, you know, I don't want to have him go through that trouble. So that's, even though it's on our lot. And as you can see, I guess you need a 5 foot distance between the lot and the, you know, the, I guess you call it like a buffer or whatever, right away. Now, I think it's actually 6 foot if you look at the drawing. So it's a foot more than it really has to be. So you can see it's 6 foot. You can see it right there for the proposed dwelling. So we're actually going to move it. We are going to move it a foot over after all. In the north direction, not the exact footprint. As I'm looking at this, you see the dotted line right there. So it's going to be 6 foot, which is a foot more than you need, you know, for the right of way or whatever you call that zone right there.
Explain to me this 3 feet. I kind of lost me a little bit. Your neighbor wanted you to move.
Well, there's my neighbor right here, Mike McGoldrick, and he's going to probably come up and, okay, and speak, and maybe he could explain it to you. But I guess I don't think he realizes that there's more to it than that. There's also the steps, I heard count too, right? And that's only 5'3". I'm sorry, it's less than that. I don't think it's marked on here, but so yeah, I guess it's 17.8 feet. And if I move it in the north direction, that would give him 20 feet, which is the current, I guess, setback requirement. And that would give him more room in the future if he wants to put a bigger trailer in. But I can't really do what I need to do if I move the trailer that way. It wouldn't be enough room, and I don't see the need or the purpose of that other than that. And I wish him well if he goes to get a new trailer, but he would have to go his other neighbor too. It seems like if you look at the map, that none of them make the modern setbacks. Virtually none of them do. You can see that now. It's been there forever. Everybody's grandfathered in, and the sheds aren't per the code. It's just the way it was back then, and of course, if you want to do commerce down here, you have to approve these variances, or else nobody would be placing their trailers ever again or sheds. But that's what we're faced with now. It's trying to get relief from that requirement. That's all.
So you purchased the property. The park manager said you have to get rid of that home building.
That's what he wanted me to do, yes. I didn't fight him on it, or it was an agreement we made. And, I just, like, and in a way, it's a good thing. You know, my trailer's old, and my dad's been saying for years, if I was 20 years younger, I'd get a new trailer, but he never did, and now I took it over, and I'm paying the rent now, and the tax bill and everything else, and my parents are still going to go down, but the idea is to, replace the trailer, because it's from, if you look at it, it's pretty old, you know, it's falling apart, basically. I really need to upgrade it for safety reasons, and I'm going to be up higher because of the floodplain, so that's a relief, and, you know, a lot of the plumbing is old, and everything else that goes along with it. I've thoroughly maintained it pretty well, and the park manager, you know, said that, or the owner rather, but it's at a point where it's the point of it's deteriorating where, you know, you can only do so much with it at this point.
How long have you owned it?
How long we've been there?
Yes.
Like 38 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Understood. Can you explain to me, okay, so you talked about the 3 feet and moving over, you know, that would get your AC unit in compliance pretty much. And you said you're taking this first shed out, I do believe. Why couldn't you move that 3 feet? I'm trying to understand.
You mean the whole entire trailer?
Yeah, why couldn't you?
Because if I did that, I would have the new trailer in front of that shed, and I would have to, like, instead of walking like this, I have to go like this to get by it like that. That's how tight it would be. I did a measurement. I took some photographs last week when I was down, and I did some measurements, and it would just be too tight. I wouldn't be able to get in there. And plus, it's I want to put it in the same exact spot. I don't think why I should have to move it 3 feet. That's the whole purpose of the variance, I guess, is to get relief from the requirement. That's what I'm asking for. So even though I'm not really moving it any farther in the south direction, I'm putting the exact spot, except for it's going farther that way. And there's also a public walkway there with boats and everything. If you see that, that's an old photograph, by the way. That's not what it looks like right now. That's the old trailer park. Right now we have a public boardwalk that goes all along here. It's wooden. And then the public boardwalk, it goes this way now, and all the boats are there. So right now, that's not exactly how it is. I don't know if you have the latest updated Google Earth photograph, but yeah, that looks like it was taken during right after construction of the bulkhead. Because yeah, this is all stone now. They filled it in with decorative stone.
The shed that's in between the two properties, that's yours or your neighbor's?
That's my neighbor's shed, yeah, the other shed, yeah.
Gotcha.
And also, one thing that's going to disappear, too, it's giving more room, is that there's a back porch. I think that's required for egress. You have to have two egresses, and that's going to go away. That's going to get demolished and moved. And I'll have my entrance on the east side instead of on the south side. That's the proposed plan for my new trailer. And I'm going to have a narrower deck. I made it as narrow as I can just to get in there. I'm not going to have chairs or nothing. I just want to be able to get in my sliding glass door on that side. And my utility door is going to be in pretty much the same spot it is now, my regular entrance door, rather.
Mr. Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So I just want to understand this right. You're going from a 10-foot wide by 10 by 50 mobile home, manufactured home, and now you're going to 15 and a half by 60.
That's correct. Right.
So we've got an increase in the square footage of the manufactured home, right?
That's correct, yes.
And my understanding is they're not making the 10-foot wide ones anymore. Is this the narrowest size that you
Yeah, well, here's what happened. Like, what I'd like to do, I need to have the living room or the kitchen towards the water and the bedrooms on the other side. Most of them nowadays, you walk in the front, and the bedrooms on the ends, and that way you lose you don't have the hallway space, you save space. But I went to all these different companies, and I got all these different floor plans. This is the only one that had the fit of my needs. I mean, you got this, but this is what it's going to look like in the future if you want to take a look at this. Yeah, and it'll be the right setup for what I have here.
Okay.
That's what I need to have happen for what I'm going to do.
So one of the things that you have to demonstrate is it's the minimum variance to afford relief, and we have the screen porch attached to it. And I think what your testimony was the deck that kind of wraps around, you need that because that's your access to the rear of the home.
Well, I need that, right? For sure. And I think there's no problem with the setback on that. That's within the limits, right, of the setback requirements of 5 feet. I think that makes that.
I understand. I think the question I have is,
it's the front porch.
Why is the screen porch needed? We have a wider home.
Because that's where we spend most of our time. And in the summer, we hang out there all the time. We're hardly ever inside the trailer. It's like we hang out on our screen and porch to eat crabs or whatever we do. And, I mean, if I have to make it narrower, maybe I can go to that option, but I already had to not have to get my whole survey redone. It's going to set me back even farther.
Well, I think one of the things,
and I'm actually making it shorter than the existing porch is on there now.
One of the things that does strike me in looking at this is that your lot is going to be rather close to lot 6. When there's room on the north side, perhaps, to shift this over. And it sounds to me like the only reason you don't want to do that is because of where you're proposing to locate your shed. And the issue that I see is there's potential for a domino effect down the way, in that whenever lot 6, as you mentioned, may need to replace his home at some point, he's going to need a separation distance variance. And I know you mentioned that he would probably need one on the other side.
Well, put it this way. If I put the same exact size trailer in that it is right now, I would still need to go through all this because of the separation distance. I did the same exact footprint with a 10-foot wide trailer. As you know, you're experts at this. You would know that. It would still have to do all that. So,
well, it's not that you would necessarily, that you wouldn't need a variance. One of the standards is that it has to be the minimum variance to afford relief. In other words, you have to demonstrate that the variance that you're seeking is the smallest variance that you need. So if you can design your your home or your structure's in a place that reduces the need for it, you're required to do that. And particularly where it has an effect on the separation distances with neighboring properties, there's some importance to that.
I understand that, so, but as the existing plan is now, I really can't do that. I wouldn't have enough room. I took some measurements, and it would just be too tight, you know, of a distance between there. The drawing doesn't have that measurement right there, but I took some measurements, and then I'd be right on top of the bulkhead, too, you know, the boats, people getting in and out of boats all the time. That would be not a good situation if you, you know, have that also.
Where does the flooding come up to? You mentioned it floods along the lagoon. Does it flood the rear and the north side of your property?
Since they put the new bulkhead, it has changed. Right now, it kind of wraps around, like right here, wraps around like a horseshoe like this, comes over neighbors, and then my uncle's down here, they get flooded all the time. Right now, we have hot water there right now. Just from this, whatever reason, there's no rain, but there's like a hot water day today because of the high tides. But and then a couple of times we get those big storms in October, and then the whole area floods pretty good, but not enough to go in the trailer. And that eventually recedes.
Is your trailer going to be elevated a certain amount to protect you from the flooding?
Yeah, the new trailer will. That's one advantage of it. It's going to be higher up.
So you'll have
by law, you have to.
So your steps, you're going to have more steps to get to inside this home.
Yes, yes.
All right, I have no further questions.
All right.
I have one last question. Okay. Was there any thought in the screened-in porch is 11 by 36. That's a pretty big screened-in porch. Was there any thought into maybe squeezing that down a little bit to make this, like, to Mr. Sharp's point, less of a variance?
I would – I could probably do that. I mean, I thought about that, and I picked 11 as a foot shorter. And what would 10 be satisfactory, or how narrow do I have to make it to satisfy you?
That's the question I'm asking you. How short could you get it to be functional for you?
I could probably go as 10 and a foot shorter instead of 11. Is that going to make a difference? But I thought it was already good in that direction. Oh, because of the shed, you mean?
That means you could squeeze everything further less of a variance.
Yeah, it would effectively reduce the size of the separation distance variances for the house and the HVAC unit. And in fact, Ms. Norwood, it might eliminate the need for the side yard variance for the AC because it could project 3 feet. At that point, it would be 2.3 feet in rather than 3.3 feet.
Correct.
Is it, it's 3.3 right now or 2.3 right now?
2.3.
What was your
right now?
Your first guess? I mean, 10, an extra 10 instead of 11 would be okay? I mean, or no? We'd have to do another proposal, get a whole nother survey. Is it another professional survey to reflect that on this? Now, I know that the zoning office were saying that he needed to have this match they're going to do in order to get a building permit, and they're going to be checking the building permit with inspectors to make sure it matches this. So that would send me back farther and have to do that all over again.
Well, I won't speak for the board, but as the board's attorney, I'll tell you that if the board has approved cases where they have put conditions on approvals or they have kind of amended based on testimony that's been presented, so the board might, for example, and I'm not speaking for the board, but in the hypothetical that you're proposing where you're reducing the width of the screen porch to 10 feet, the board could approve it. If they felt it met all the standards and put in there, provided that the screen porch is no wider than 10 feet and that the house and dwelling as shown on the plot plan be moved north 1 foot so that it would effectively shift everything on that survey. If the board wanted to put that condition on there, they could.
And so how do I go about doing all that?
What's that?
How do I go about doing all that? I mean, I have to get another survey and go through.
Well, for this board's perspective, I don't think you would unless the board wanted to see that.
Okay, but I thought it was somebody outside of this room. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think that's a question for permitting. If the board were to approve it, and we have to go through the rest of this public hearing to see if we have any other comments on that.
Yeah, see, I mean, I did go to the zoning office, and they're very helpful, and they gave me a list of everything I needed to do to make this happen, and I've met all those requirements. And I went back a second time and showed her, you got everything you need. And so this was, I thought I was set to go.
Well, we do require surveys with variance applications.
Yeah,
that's been a longstanding rule of the board because for years, we were getting people coming up saying, oh, it's a foot, and then they put it in there, and then...
No, I have a professional survey.
They come out, and it's not a foot, it's 2 feet or something.
Yeah.
So that became a requirement many years ago with the board, and these surveys are helpful for the public and the applicant and the board so that we can see exactly what's on the property and where these things would go. So from the board's perspective, we have what we would need to review this.
Okay.
I don't know if the board would want another survey, certainly could ask, but based on your testimony, we have something that shows the proposed dwelling and what you could do with it, so.
Does that conclude your presentation, sir?
Excuse me?
Does that conclude your presentation?
Yes.
Thank you. You may have a seat.
All right, then.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Would you all like to come forward and be sworn in and speak? Okay. Can you raise your hands again so we can count them?
All those in favor, if you'd raise your hands so we can count. I believe I counted
six.
There we go.
And none of those folks wish to speak, right?
If you would like to come forward and be sworn in and make a statement, sir, you're more than welcome to. You have to come to the podium.
The mic's already hot, right?
Yep, okay. It's right. Green, so Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening, sir. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Thomas Joseph Burke, Jr. And address, 14 Hitchcock Lane, Glen Mills, Pennsylvania, 19342.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
A little hard of hearing.
You can make your statement, sir.
Relatives of ours bought a place down there 40 years ago, and we should go down there, and I got to know the couple who owned this lot that we wanted. And I said, you ever decide to sell this lot, please call us first. And I used to do little jobs for them because they were elderly, which I'm getting now. And just ceiling fan or stuff like that. And son of a gun, about 2 months later, they called me up and they said, Tom, we want to sell our trailer. We're too old. I said, okay. I said, how much? So he said a price. I don't want to. And then I said, well, and she said, who is that, Mike? And he said, that's Tom Burke. She said, knock X amount off. We want to do him a favor. He did a lot for us. And they did. Boom, just like that.
That's good.
2 days later, we drove up Pottstown to that area and signed all the papers and everything. And whatever we had to do, we got it, and that's our place. Has anyone here seen this place yet? Stood in the yard, looked at it, or...
So, Mr. Burke,
anybody?
The board looks at the record that's before it, which are documents that are submitted to the county's board, planning and zoning office. That's the record that we have.
You know, I'm going to say one more thing. I can't tell you the amount of people who go by in the boat to get out to the bay that goes right past our place. hundreds of people. Did you ever decide to sell that place? I said, no, never. Well, we tried everything in our that we could do to hold on to this lot, because we got a nice lot. And that's what we're intending on doing now. We got to put a new trailer on there, we'll do. But we have to, if you ever have a place on the water, you don't ever get rid of it, ever, because you can't make them anymore. And that's what we're trying to do, is hold on to this lot.
Understood. Okay? Thank you, sir.
Am I rambling? I don't want to.
You're fine.
Thank you.
You're good.
Thanks for allowing me to speak.
Yes, sir. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is there anyone who would like to speak in opposition to this case? You can come forward and be sworn in. Mr. Sharp, we'll swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Ellen McGoldrick. I'm 21 Pearson Drive, Springfield, PA. And I reside at also, our summer home is the 12 Harbor Road, which is lot 6 in Millsboro.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
I'd like to begin by saying that the Burks, Tom Jr., and Helene, who are the leasees and owners, have never personally approached us about replacing their trailer. So it was a surprise to me when their son, Tom Burke III, who is often at the home, approached us that he was replacing their late 1960 trailer. They have been great neighbors, and at first I was very excited for all of them. When the sign went up for the variance in Tom Burke III's name, I began to do a bit of research, only to find that the new home with proposed deck will not meet the current setbacks. Unfortunately, our small lots, most of which are around 400 square feet, are just not big enough to accommodate large homes and multiple sheds, which has kept our small community small, making it a great place for families, lots of kids, and a lot of summer fun. My fear is that if this variance is granted to our neighbor, this will set a precedent for existing and future homes in the park. I also know that a recent variant for a large home on the empty lot 27, which is directly across the street, was denied, and I thank you for that. Fortunately for the Burks, because lot 7 is at the end of the block, they are still able to meet the current setbacks by moving the new home's placement by a few feet. If the Burks are given this variance, it will impact our ability to replace or upgrade our home in the future, since we will not meet the setbacks on either side of the existing home. In reference to some of the things that Tom said, he neglected to point out that the home's height will increase, also changing our view from our house. The lease, which is in the name of Tom Jr. and Helene, states that only one shed is permitted, which they have two. They also could modify their deck to meet the setbacks, which I think everybody has already brought into his. And that's all I have to say.
How old is your trailer?
Our trailer is 1995.
95. What size is it?
It's 14 by 60, by 50, I think. 14 by 50.
Okay. Gotcha. Questions?
You may have hit on it, but can you address the request for the 3-foot movement of the trailer that Mr. Burke stated?
So if they move the trailer 3 foot, they meet the 20 on the one side. The street variance is not as big of a concern as mine, but I think they could also move that back a little. The way the road is...
Just so you know, there's no front yard variance being requested. The only variances being requested are separation distance variances from the shed on your property that goes over the property line and from your home.
Right.
And then there's a side yard variances.
Okay, side yard.
For the shed and the HVAC. But they can be up to 5 feet from the front property line. And in looking at the site, the survey that we've been provided, the edge of paving for Harbor Road goes over into the property line. So it would have, probably appears closer to the road than it actually is based on where the lot line would be.
Yeah. So my biggest thing is looking at the plans that they have proposed, there is a way to, if the trailer is moved, to accommodate both the setbacks from all angles rather than putting the trailer where the existing one is. He does have the space. He may have to modify the deck, push back, remove a shed, but...
Respectfully, I will say this. I'm looking at this, and the home as it's presented is 5.3 feet from your shed.
Correct.
Which is over the property line.
Which there is a staircase there. Okay. And originally...
But let me finish. In order for the home to fit, he would have to move the entire structure 14.7 feet towards the lagoon. And is it your position that there's 14.7 feet to move that over? I don't know that there is. I haven't done the calculation. I just want to see if that's...
So is maybe I'm not saying this right, but I did not know that sheds were part of a 20-foot, of the 20-foot...
Separation distance from other structures on other properties.
Oh, I thought it was only permanent structures.
Well, the shed's a permanent structure, is it not?
He can come forward and be sworn in, sir.
Again, then I didn't realize the shed had really anything to do with
it. I understand. I just... Right, it is 17.8 feet as it's shown from your house to the proposed house.
Correct.
So that would be 2.2 feet.
Mm-hmm.
So that's different than 14.7. So I just want to make sure we're talking the same thing when you said it couldn't be moved.
Honestly, I didn't think the shed was part of his variance request. Because if that's the case, then he doesn't have a room anywhere. I just thought it was 3 foot from the house itself, which is what he needed, not the back of the house where the shed is.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying that point.
Sure, come forward and be sworn in, sir.
Michael McGoldrick, 21 Pearson Drive, Springfield, PA, 19036.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? And I believe you didn't raise your hand. I take it you're in opposition as well?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
So the shed can be moved at any point in time. It's not anchored down. It's not structurally sound as far as anchored. So that's why we thought it wasn't a permanent structure. We've known the Burks for many years, we're great friends, worked together, and this and that. No one's trying to hurt anybody here, but what Ellen's saying is, in the future, like Tommy said, the water is perfect. You have the views you have and all that. We'd like to come in with a bigger, wider, more bedrooms, and to do that, if Tommy has granted to stay where he's at, then we have to get a variance. When you come back in 2-3 years from him, and also go next door and get a variance from the next door neighbor over here also. So for us looking in the future is if we can get rid of the one variance now, we don't have that problem coming up. We'd have to deal with the other one on the other side. It's not to hurt no one, it's just more or less trying to get, you know, where we can get something in place where we live right now. It's so tight in there. I mean, it's, you know, and that's just the way it is. But the shed can be picked up and moved. We actually rolled it where we want to, and it's not anchored or nothing like that. So if that's not, is that considered a permanent structure? I don't know that. Okay. Because like Tommy was saying, when the water comes up, I'll move it again. I'll move it to the front of the house.
Yeah, that shed should have had a permit. I don't know if it did or did not.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. How long is it, how long has your shed been there?
20 years.
20 years?
25 years.
In that same location?
Yes.
That's why we call it permanent.
But it can be moved, so that's what I'm trying to get at. Well, we can look at something like that also if we had to. Thank you.
Any questions for me?
Don't believe so. Thank you.
Can I say one more thing?
Hold on, sir. Okay. Hold on. Is there anyone else in opposition to this case that would like to speak? Sir, if you'd like to come forward and speak now.
Do I need to sign back in or?
Nope.
Just one clarification, and Ellen is correct. They do have a 14-foot-wide trailer. But on top of that, they have a 13-foot-wide addition, in addition to the trailer itself. As you can see,
I don't know if it's on that picture there, but you can't see it from that angle. Okay, yeah. So they have, this is their 14-foot-wide trailer, and then this is 13-foot-wide right there. So there is, it's more than just 14-foot-wide they're existing. This is considered a structure as part of setbacks. That counts. As a matter of fact, I think everything counts, the deck. So I just forgot to clarify that one part. But everything else you said, this is right about the 14-foot-wide trailer. It's just the, so I guess that technically it's, yeah, it's 27 feet wide, it would be, the structure. Okay, that's everything.
Thank you. Anything else from the board? Mr. Sharp?
I just have a question for staff. Ms. Norwood, I just noticed, does this need a lot coverage variance too?
It does look like it. I don't think we caught it.
I didn't catch it before either, but in looking at this, I see the impervious cover and that. So not that we can hear that today, but that would be an additional variance that appears to be needed.
Real quick, so it's 14.7 from the 20-foot for the shed, 2.2 from 20 for the mobile home, 2.3 for the HVAC, 1 for the shed. So that's the shed in between the two properties, right?
No,
the shed.
That's the one on the north side. Yeah.
There's a little triangle, if you look at it on that site plan, and it's the little triangular part. It's the tip of that.
Okay, yes.
And that one, I believe the testimony was the one that had been there for 5 years or so.
So the 14.7 is the one for the shed in between the two properties.
Correct. That would be from the dwelling to the shed. I'm not sure how much of that shed is over the property line, but it appears it might be a foot or less.
Gotcha. Was that all of them? Four of them?
Thanks. Actually, I'm sorry. It would appear to be about 0.7 feet over the property line because the house is 6 feet from the property line as proposed. The shed is 5.3 feet from the dwelling.
Well, it can't be over the property line.
Well, that's the neighbor's shed.
I know.
Right. Yeah.
And
can't do that.
Just a point of clarification to a question that Mr. Williamson raised also. As proposed, it appears with the exception of the HVAC, we're within the building retention line of the lot?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
In the shed. This sliver, the corner.
Understood. That famous corner.
So the mobile home is in the, so we're good on that. It's just the HVAC in the building envelope.
Yeah, of the new structures. Okay. That's correct.
At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12990 for Mr. Thomas Burke and entertain a motion. I will say my porch where I live in the summer is 9 feet wide and it's functional and I ate crabs on it.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12990 for Thomas Burke with the condition that the screened-in porch be 10 feet wide instead of 11, and everything moving from that point, thus bringing, correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Sharp, bringing that HVAC unit into compliance at that point?
I don't know that it brings it into compliance, but it would reduce the variance from, we would have a 1.3-foot variance, I believe. Is that right, Ms. Norwood, my math's right?
That sounds right, yeah.
For the HVAC from the side yard on that, and then we would have a separation distance variance from the houses would be
1.2,
and from the shed, it would be 13.7.
Again, I move that we approve this case with that condition, 10 feet instead of the 11 feet, that north side being the point where the 10 feet to start, moving back, thus creating less of a variance on that side facing lot 6. I do believe the property has unique physical conditions due to the flooding, due to the size of the lot. I do believe this will, I don't believe this will alter the characters of the neighborhood or nor substantially or impair appropriate use or development of adjacent property. I do believe this represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief and represents the least modification of the regulation at issue.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Hastings.
Aye for the reason stated.
Dr. Carson.
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Williamson.
Aye.
And aye too. So with a vote of 4-0, your case is approved.